Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Leslie Kaufman. A new report by real estate brokerage and tech firm Redfin shows that Americans are moving out of flood-prone areas. This is a change from during the pandemic when those areas saw an influx of people moving there. Leslie, first off, what are some of the areas that people are leaving?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. They're leaving some of the sunny, nice areas, but also Brooklyn. So they're leaving Miami-Dade County. They're leaving Houston. They're leaving New Orleans, and they're leaving Brooklyn, among other places.
By how much?
Well, there are a lot of people who have left, but there's some who've come in. So the net outflow is about 30,000 people, but that's significant, especially because it used to be going the other way.
Do we know when this started? I mean, like during the pandemic, they started to move into these areas because what, they were cheaper?
Well, I think there was some of that. I think they're also, Miami sounds like a great place to be, Houston too. It sounds sunny, it sounds warm, it sounds like you'll be near the beach, especially in Miami. So yeah, I think during the pandemic, there was a huge outflow to these areas. But I think reality, once you get there, is not always what you dream it will be.
Well, what did these people say was a reason that they were leaving?
Well, the Floridians particularly cited climate. They've had to deal with some very harsh effects of climate. There's flooding and hurricanes. Insurance in that state has skyrocketed, and that's a real reality check for people. Then last year, there was also the hurricanes Helene and Milton. And we saw it in Pinellas County, which is home to St. Pete. For the first time in a long time, it lost population. I think some people there just said too much. In Texas, people didn't cite climate as much as costs, but climate was also something people thought about because the heat, it can be very hot there. And I think people who move there and think they're going to have an outdoor life are kind of surprised by how much of the summer they have to spend indoors.
You know, when you said climate, I was thinking, but they didn't notice that they had hurricanes in Florida before they moved there?
I know, it's kind of shocking for people, but I think people move in thinking of what's good, the beach, you know, the sunshine, and they think, oh, you know, it won't affect me, but it turns out the floods do affect you, or you think, oh, the hurricane won't hit me, but then it does.
Well, you know, climate is great in California too, but we have wildfires and earthquakes, and there's insurance that goes with that, so.
Yeah, well, as you know from California, those insurance rates are really going up. So if you had moved in counting on insurance rates to stay steady and planned your budget around that, you'd be really hard-pressed financially right now because those rates are going up.
What kind of a loss in income is it for some of these areas like Houston and Miami when so many people are picking up and leaving?
Well, it's a little complicated because if you're Miami in particular, some of the domestic migration is being offset by international immigration, or at least it was through 2024, which is what we have statistics for. This is based on census data through 2024. And at that point, Miami was still getting so many people from other countries that it was offsetting the domestic migration out of the counties. I think over time there will be a real financial impact as immigration does not fill in and keep those markets buoyant.
I was wondering when you mentioned that, if the international immigration, are they paying property taxes? Are they making up for what's lost?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that if you have a house, you have to pay the taxes. The same is true. I mean, I don't know how many are renters or how many are homeowners because the data didn't reveal that. But yeah, I'm sure someone's paying those taxes. But over time, it's really the insurance and that sort of stuff that drives people out. And then eventually home prices fall. Florida's, of course, really been hit hard because of the Surfside collapse, which was the condo building that collapsed and killed almost 100 people. And as of that, HOA fees have gone up. And a lot of people living in those buildings are facing enormous fees and can't afford them anymore.
Fascinating how people move around. Thanks for the reporting, Leslie. That is Bloomberg's Leslie Kaufman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.